America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of nursing, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our online RN to BSN, MSN, or DNP degree programs allow you to balance online coursework with local in-person clinical, practicum, or immersion hours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
So, tell me everything. Tell me what happened. You made your debut at Raymond James Stadium tonight for Monster Jam.
Oh, man. It was spectacular. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I got to tell you, man, it was...
Uh-oh.
What?
I don't know. You're just...
It was amazing.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was, I was so nervous, dude, all day. Like, it's so crazy. Like, we have way more people tuned in every single night than are at Raymond James Stadium right now. Because I don't know what the capacity was, but just by eyeballing it, it looked like about 10,000 people.
Okay.
You know, it's a lot of people.
Sure.
But, I mean, I know the cume on our show at night, and it's more than 10,000 people, which blows my mind sometimes when I think about it. I go, it's like we're performing in front of Amalie Arena sometimes, you know? It's like... It's pretty cray. So, yeah. So, all day. I woke up and I was like, oh, God, what can I do? I even Googled, like, last night. And I already know the answers. Like, what can I do to make sure my voice is at tip-top shape, like, or in tip-top shape? So, I mean, I went late last night to CVS and got more salt pods for my Navage nose filtration machine. And I sucked out and blew out my nose and made sure that the allergies were all out of me, you know, the pollen and all that. And then I went and bought these Ricola little lozenges that are just honey and like herbs, like a natural lozenge, but it has honey and lemon and stuff. So I was just like kind of eating those a little bit, you know. And then when I woke up, I started hitting those and I drank a hot tea and with honey.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to eat. Too much, but I didn't want to not eat because you don't want to sing on an empty stomach either. So all I had up until the time I sang it right at 7 o'clock was a small bowl of oatmeal. That's all I had with some PB2 powder in it, you know,
okay.
that powdered peanut butter.
Yeah.
And a little bit of honey in that. And that's all I had all day. But man, I tell you, like I've been to Raymond James Stadium hundreds of times in my life, probably. But when you know that you're there to do a job, whew. Tell you what, man, it freaks you out. It really does freak you out. So I, when I showed up, first of all, I went to the wrong damn entrance, right? And I know the guy that booked me on it, like, he's probably so aggravated with me because I kept, like, messaging him, like, hey, man, just be sure, sound check's at 5:45, right? And he's like, yep. And I go, okay, all right, cool. Do I need a pass or anything? And he's like, nope, you don't. Okay, all right, okay, thanks. And then I get there, and I can't find the stupid entrance. So I go, oh, God, I gotta message this guy again. So I go, hey, man, sorry, dude, I gotta message. Hey, you sure it's gate A? Because I don't see the check-in tent you told me about, and I almost had to, like, fight this old man security guard.
Did you feel him on the other side just being like, oh, geez.
Yeah, I did. I was like, ugh, I hate when I look stupid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but when I pulled up into that gate, and apparently it was lot A, not gate A. So when I pulled into the gate, this old security guard man was there, and there's cones up, and there's a big handicap sign, and he goes, what are you doing? I said, I was told to come to gate A. He goes, are you handicapped? Just like that. And in my head, I was like, my vagina's not handicapped. It's not handicapped.
Right.
From that old vine.
Yeah.
But I go, what? Like, you know, because that's a trick question. I'm morbidly obese. So kind of, you know? So
now, did he say it?
No,
with
like
a toad.
Like
you
a
know
dick.
What I mean?
Like, no, look, yeah, like a dick.
Okay.
Yeah,
so he
yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
like, are you, oh, are you handicapped?
No.
He's like, are you handy?
Yeah, okay, like, gotcha, what are you gotcha. Doing here?
Like,
yeah.
You don't need to be, okay.
Yeah, he's like, are you handicapped? And I go, what? And he goes, I said, are you handicapped? And I go, no. I said, I'm singing the national anthem. I was told to come here and then check in and then go do a sound check. oh, you're an anthem singer? Like, he didn't believe me. Like, I was too ugly and fat to be a singer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jeez, have you ever seen the real voices behind Milli Vanilli? Not much different. So,
I don't think I actually have.
Oh, they're fat, ugly guys. Anyway, but that's why they had to get the actors.
Yeah.
So he finally, he says something. He goes, hold on. And he says something to somebody else, and he lifts up the cones. Like, park over there. Like, I ruined his day, right? So I go, okay, well, thank you. Have a friendly evening. Anyway, so I go to the gate, and they're like, I go, yeah, I'm supposed to check in somewhere. You know, I'm Johnny B. I'm singing a national anthem. And the girl's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I go, that's cool, you know. So she goes to her supervisor. That guy comes over. He goes, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about either. You're going to have to call whoever told you that. So I had to call him back.
Oh, and you were, yeah.
Yeah.
Just dreading it.
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, this guy has.
He's busy. And,
so many things to worry about besides this fat-ass anthem singer, right? So I go, oh, I'm sorry, man. I said, I went to Gay Day, dude. They don't know who I am or wherever. And he goes, all right, well, don't move. I'm going to send my head security guy to get you. Then that guy calls me, and he's like, where are you? I said, I'm over here in Gay Day. And he goes, by the pro shop? And I go, oh, no, pro shop's on the other side of the stadium. He goes, well, that's where I am. So I had to go all the way over there. He met me like halfway, and I had to go all the way over there. So I probably walked a few miles today. You know, it was good.
It's good for you.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
No, it's good, man.
You feeling good? You're feeling spry?
Oh, yeah, bro.
And quick?
Yeah.
You're pounds down now, dozens?
Oh, my God, so skinny.
Feeling good, feeling great,
uh-huh.
Feeling wonderful.
Oh, man, so good, Will. You don't even know. Yeah, so I, So when I walk in, I have to do a sound check immediately. Like, they'd been waiting on me. So right when I walked in, it was like, all right, stage is up there. Go do your sound check, Mike. And I go, I got to pee. I had to pee so bad, like really had to pee. So I had to go pee. Then I went and did my sound check, and it went fine. The echo is just like the guy the other night said. But it wasn't – I was able to navigate it. I didn't have to – I brought earplugs, didn't put them in. So the echo was okay. And then I sang it real fast. I was still out of breath from walking. And then a couple of, like, the employees that were you know, the stadium employees, they're like, oh, my God, you did so great. Way to go, man. And I was like, yeah, I hope I do okay when the real time comes. And they go, wait, that wasn't like the real one? I go, no, sound check. And they're like, nobody sings a whole song during sound check. I go, well, I just did. I don't know. So I was waiting around. Andrew showed up with his dad and his son, the winner from last night.
I saw he tweeted it out.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. So that was cool. I hung out with him. He was actually my camera guy. So the stuff that I've already put up on my Instagram, Johnny B. Tampa, I already put clips up. You could hear not the whole national anthem, but the last like minute or so. You can go check it out on my story right now. It should be up. So hopefully. I was trying to play a sounder for this whole thing, and I screwed the whole thing up. Is this it?
Five,
nope,
four,
this is not it.
Three,
ooh, what is this?
Two,
I don't know.
One,
is this a podcast?
Zero,
it is a podcast. Oh, that's weird. The time came, though. Pretty exciting. I didn't know how many people that knew me were there, but my phone started blowing up right after I got off stage from doing the national anthem, which was really, really cool. I believe Mike Halta's there. He tweeted something out from the Mike Halta show.
I said, oh, it's pretty cool.
Richard Danae, who works over in sales, texted me right when a second after I got off stage. He goes, oh, man, what a great surprise. And I'm like, dude, I posted, I didn't say it, but I'm like, dude, Richard, I posted all over Facebook I was going to be here. We're Facebook friends.
Yeah, but the algorithms sometimes.
Probably has
me
muted.
Well, the algorithm, yeah, if you don't interact with
I know.
Certain things.
That is funny because, like, Leah says, like, she sees Zane's mom's post all the time, and I never see him.
You got him blocked, though.
I don't have her blocked. I just don't ever see her post. But I have 4,000 friends. I don't know. But here was the thing that really, like, so this older gentleman, after I did the warm-up, the sound check, he starts telling me, like, hey, man, I'm a veteran, and I don't know if you know how big this national anthem is tonight. And I go, yeah, I know, it's always big. And he goes, nah, man. He goes, you realize most of these families here tonight, this is the first thing they've went out and done in a year. This is big for them, and we need some patriotism right now. And I'm like, oh my God, why is he putting this pressure on me? You know what I mean? Jesus Christ. And then I'm getting ready to go up and sing, and I look, and there's this tall, just well-built, handsome gentleman standing next to this lady right next to the stage. And I'm like, why does he look familiar? But he had a mask on, so I couldn't quite make him out. And then I'm talking to one of the ladies that's the head of promotions. And I go, hey, who is that? And she's like, that is Carlton Davis.
No way.
Yeah.
From the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah. He's standing right next to the stage. So when I sang, he was 5 feet from me.
Whoa, that's cool.
I know. And then I get off stage and he goes, you killed it, homie. Like that. And
did you have your Bucs hat on?
No, I don't wear a hat when I sing the national anthem.
Yeah,
what
true,
am I, a
I
savage?
Yeah.
I wish I would have.
Maybe you'd, you know, take it off and
I wish I would.
Put it back on.
When I walked by him the first time, though, I went, Carlton Davis, dude. I go, such a big fan. You don't even know. And he's like, oh, thanks, man. And then I got on stage, sang it. And then I could see him, like, say something to the girl next to him. And I don't know if he was saying, like, oh, fat bitch. Or, man, he's pretty good. Either way, that's fine. And then, but after he said, you killed it, homie. And I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you. And then I walked away from him, and I was like, shrieked like a little girl. Like, ah!
You didn't say no. You killed it, man.
I know.
Super Bowl champion.
In my head, I had so much embarrassing stuff I could have blurted out there. Like, in my head, I was going to be like, yeah, dog, we both won in this stadium. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good thing you didn't.
Where's my confetti, 24?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do that.
Yeah, that's probably good.
Yeah, I was cool.
Right.
I'm growing up,
play
Will.
Cool, play it cool. That's
old
right.
Johnny B would have said something really dumb.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was afraid you're going to pick off my anthem and take that bitch back for six.
Oof.
Oof. don't get no pass interference on my anthem, Carlton. No, I wouldn't do that.
No, sir.
I was excited to see him, though. I was like, oh, my God. Because I was overwhelmed by the fact that I'm standing in Raymond James Stadium just a month since they won the Super Bowl there. And it's like I could still smell the aura of that victory in the air around that stadium. And just walking around it, they got the banners up. Oh, Super Bowl champs everywhere. I go to the bathroom, and there's a giant Gronkowski face on the wall. I'm like, oh, man. I just, oh, so beautiful. Obviously, I didn't go to a game this year, so I couldn't experience the new Buccaneers in person, but I felt like a little bit so good.
Mm.